Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hello, this is Mike King with Merry Man Herbs. It's a Better Life Show. And today we have with us Chris Pajak. He is a CNHP, which is a certified natural health professional. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Good to have you on the show. You've been on a number of other times. You brought to us some phenomenal products. And today you're going to bring us M3, the Miracle Molecule Max. And it is a nitrous oxide pathway product, basically to help keep your cardiovascular system cleaned out. I know a lot of people have gotten into statins and then they have to take the CoQ10. And then there's a lot of side effects, including diabetes and aches and cancer and all that kind of stuff that we hear about, even including liver damage and... Even, believe it or not, it was really amazed me, but I've even seen things on heart damage, and I thought that's what you were taking this for, was your cardiovascular system, the statins. But anyway, not to beat that up, I guess I already did, but anyway, everybody's always looking for an alternative. They want something that's going to help to keep that cholesterol down, and of course, we know the mechanism, Chris, and I'll let you talk here in just a minute, but the mechanism basically is we get inflammation in our arterial wall, the cholesterol plaque builds up, and then we start having issues. It's not really the cholesterol that's the demon. It is actually the inflammation. It's kind of like, well, I got swelling in my feet from water, so I'm going to quit drinking water. And everybody knows if you do that, you die. Actually, reducing cholesterol, we're seeing, has a lot of negative side effects, and that maybe is not the way to go. So if you're looking for a wonderful alternative, you might want to take a look into this product, and that's what we're going to be talking about today, is an alternative to help with keeping that inflammation down, keeping your arterial wall healthy, and of course, if you get good blood circulation, you get, like, everything. So, Chris, tell us a little bit. I've been selling a lot of products, and we'll talk a little bit about the history of this, but let's talk about your company first. I am very impressed about the ingredients here, and we're going to get into that in the later part of the show. This basically came from Nobel Prize work. We were just talking about Ignaro and the three other. What were the three Nobel Prize?
Dr. Ignaro, if it's pronounced
Ignaro. Ignaro. Yeah, Ignaro. Yeah.
And Dr. Fergecott.
Fergecott, yes.
And Murat.
Murat. And they actually won the Nobel Prize for discovering the nitrous oxide pathway in 92. Yeah. And I remember that's where the ED meds came out of, the Cialis and Viagra and all of that kind of stuff. But there was also a lot of cardiovascular research and products and things that came from that, too. And I think, again, you know, I think it's very important to get a really good formula that works really well, something we've been battling because they're all very expensive, and your product is not expensive at all.
For what it does.
For what it does, yes. I can say it's the least expensive of all of the ones that we do for what it does. It's a really good formula, but tell us about this particular company and the history behind the company. Why did they come out with this product and their quality and all of that?
Well, Dr. Jay Wilkins is the founder. Dr. Jay, brief background, is an ND, and is a Nancy, ND, naturopathic doctor.
Okay.
Which means he's taught to use food
holistically
as the main source, let medicine be your food, let food be your medicine.
Yes.
As we have all, or most of us have heard that, those statements.
Yes.
And teaching how the body heals itself.
Okay.
With the proper tools. Like putting the correct gas in your car. In a nutshell, that's what he's taught, and he does not use pharmaceutical drugs. He founded this company 6 years ago with a partner, and the partner is not a doctor, just a business partner.
Okay.
But Dr. J derived this product for heart health from his research and knowing what nitric oxide, and that's what we're going to discuss because that's the focal point of this product.
Right, and I just want to interject here real quick. It's not nitrous oxide, which is what the laughing gas that
not
the
laughing
dentist.
Gas, no relation whatsoever.
This is nitric oxide.
Nitric oxide.
Actually, the nitrous oxide, nitrous has an extra, I think it's an oxygen molecule, so it's NO2. Yes. This is just NO.
Correct.
Nitric oxide. Nitric okay.
Gas. Correct. They started selling this product over the internet about a year ago, only a year ago. They started focusing on the health food store arena, chiropractors, other natural doctors, etc. So it's relatively new to the market, but Mike, I can't emphasize enough to your listeners, I don't want to say this is the only product out there, but this is a phenomenal.
It is.
The best I know.
Me too.
Product on the market.
I agree.
For nitric oxide production. Excited a bit.
Yes, and I was very impressed when you brought it to me. And again, we'll go over the ingredients near the end of the show, as we always do. Okay, so that's kind of the history. Obviously, there was a doctor involved here, put this together. I think he worked with another company that was on the ground floor. And it's another product we sell. We won't mention it here, but it is actually a phenomenal product. I've been selling that other product for, I would like to say, almost 15 or more years. That's been a long time, and I've seen phenomenal results. Again, it would be all anecdotal, but there's a lot of information out there on clinical studies and studies using nitrous oxide. There's books like The Cure for Cardiovascular Disease, I think, that Cook wrote. And when you start writing things like that, I mean, that. I don't know why most people don't try to use this first to clean out their cardiovascular system. I've been to lectures where they'll say you could use this product and you will never need stents and all of that other stuff going on. I mean, and this is from lectures like 10, 15 years ago, and I've just seen nothing but absolutely phenomenal results with this product and other similar products.
Mike, I believe what it is we're not aware of nitric oxide, and we should be.
Yes.
It hasn't, as you mentioned earlier, And I mentioned it was not brought to the forefront until 1992.
Right.
And now that seems like a lot of years from then until now.
Almost 30 years ago,
But it just hasn't been. And what has occurred is the pharmaceutical industry has taken a hold on heart health, specifying or emphasizing, along with doctors, that it's all about high cholesterol. You got to lower that cholesterol.
Yeah.
Mike, I will go to my grave that high cholesterol, and I repeat, high cholesterol is not, capital N, capital O, capital T, the cause of heart disease.
Okay, all right. Well, it's like throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I mean, you do need cholesterol for vitamin D synthesis, for your
hormones,
immune system, hormones, brain function. If
brain
it gets
function,
low, we're seeing a lot of Alzheimer's, senile dementia, and there's studies back and forth on that, a lot of controversy because, of course, Big Pharma and the people selling these statins don't want people to think, oh, it's going to, you know, rot my brain. And they've done studies, and I think eventually the proof will be in the pudding because I'm seeing more and more studies. Yeah.
Keep our fingers and toes crossed.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this, and I don't want to get into this too deeply, but for example, black bears, grizzly bears, polar bears, the bear, the mammal bear, same system as ours, just a different mammal.
Yeah.
Their cholesterol on the average is 400 and more,
right,
and higher.
Right. Yeah, they're
now,
mammals.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And they're not dying of heart disease.
Well, and I remember Dr. Matthias Rath wrote a book that animals don't get cardiovascular
people
disease.
People do.
Because their livers can metabolize vitamin C, which is crucial also.
And which is in this product we're going to discuss,
Yes, absolutely.
So I just want to stress that. And there is a time and place possibly for a statin, a brief short period of time. But again, it's a synthetic.
Right.
And the body does not respond well to something synthesized. It doesn't recognize it. And there are many, many side effects. So the object to make the human body perform and be up to par with the way nature intended, and that's not with drugs.
Right.
That's with food and, if need be, supplements. So nitric oxide it's known as a molecule, but it's actually a gas.
Oh, okay.
And we obtain it from our diet, or we should obtain it from our diet.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us aren't doing such.
I was going to say, good luck on that. Doesn't come from sugar.
What the research has shown, and these three doctors that we talked about earlier, still shows nowadays, is the key to nitric oxide production is L-arginine.
Right.
That's an amino acid, the amino acid L-arginine.
Semi-essential amino acid. That means your body produces a little bit, but probably not enough. Right.
You need it from outside sources.
Yes.
You need it from food.
Uh-huh.
And one of the best sources is, or the best sources, anything that moves, runs, walks, crawls, swims.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, actually, is number one.
Okay. All
turkey,
right.
Turkey, chicken, beef is in there.
Okay.
And pork.
Oh, thank you for this. Just real quickly to interject so we'll remember, because a lot of times other proteins are absorbed much faster than the arginine, and that's why all these companies tell you not to take this product about an hour before or after eat a lot of meat.
Yes, we need to specify that.
Yeah, because your body's going to want to absorb all the easy stuff, and then it won't get to this good one. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Or there's confusion with the body and too many amino acids, different sources.
Right.
But yeah, we want to stress that. We want to keep this product away. And I like to say it's best on an empty stomach, so meaning an hour prior to eating or 2 hours after, but the company says at least an hour.
Okay, yeah, most companies do.
Keep that in mind.
That's standard.
That's very important.
I've been basically selling this product for years in working with customers and my doctor friends working with their patients for years all across the country. And I'm very familiar with this product, but the formulas, one of the formulas had the acai berry, which is very high in protein. What did we just talk about? You can't take, and I was like, why would you put
protein.
The acai? Yeah, it's very high in protein and the omegas. It's got all of the complete, the omegas as complete as olive oil and the protein as complete as an egg. Acai berry in and of itself is phenomenal. And that's the A-C-A-I. Some people say acai or something, but it's pronounced acai.
Acai.
Why would you put that in a formula? You're putting protein in there. And that was one of the, another competitor was beating up on the other, the other company because it was doing this. So your product doesn't even go there. When I saw this formulation, and then we'll talk about everything that's in there, but it is absolutely phenomenal. So this nitric oxide does so much for you. Maybe we've kind of talked about, I guess, the mechanism. How does this work? I mean, what's really going on with this?
Nitric oxide, there's two distinct ways that the body, the human body, or any mammal's body, generates nitric oxide. And M3 does provide the necessary nutrition to maximize both. So one way, which is the most important way, is the conversion, and we just mentioned it, of arginine, L-arginine, into nitric oxide through what is called the arginine nitric oxide pathway.
Okay.
As you mentioned, Mike, L-arginine is an amino acid. It's essential, but we have to obtain it from an outside source because the body really doesn't produce it on its own.
Okay.
So this amino acid, L-arginine, is converted into nitric oxide by the inner part of your artery. So the inside of the artery called the endothelium.
Okay.
Now,
it's almost like your skin. It's
correct.
You know, because you have the endothelial layer of your skin. There's the endothelium layer in the blood vessel. So it's like a thin membrane. Okay.
Correct. So that's how the body produces it. We call it a molecule, but I mentioned earlier, I believe it's actually a gas.
Yes.
So L-arginine is one of the most researched, if not the most researched, amino acids. And it is number one when it comes to nitric oxide production. So when you intake, like we mentioned earlier, for example, turkey or nuts and seeds, nuts and seeds, pumpkin seeds are a good source of arginine also.
Okay.
And you intake that, the body says, oh, I'm going to take this amino acid, and meaning the inside of your artery, the endothelium, I'm going to produce nitric oxide. So nitric oxide, what it is this is the third time I mentioned this, unfortunately, but I'll say it again. It is a molecule, or we'll say it's a gas.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is, the number one thing it does is for heart health. So it increases blood flow.
Okay.
And the reason it increases blood flow, Mike, is it actually expands the arteries. Expands and relaxes.
So it relaxes, so obviously your blood pressure would go down. Hey, before we get too technical here, I keep reading about citrulline. Now, I remember in my early research 100 years ago, that's my joke, but, when this was all coming out about, over 25 years ago when all this was coming about, and I was just learning about it, and the products were coming out, and I'm kind of thinking to myself here right now, man, it's been over a couple decades as this stuff's been around. We're finally getting a really good formulation, but I think that's how it works. But there's another semi-essential amino acid called citrulline. Now, arginine, from all the studies that I read and all the books that I've read and from the Nobel Laureate work, they always talk about like 5 grams or 5,000 milligrams of arginine to 200 milligrams or a little more of the citrulline, because the citrulline acts, and from my information, kind of acts as a catalyst, but it also, and I always get this mixed up, is the arginine the one that the body uses almost immediately and the citrulline is the one that it uses later? Is it vice versa?
Well, citrulline actually, good question, turns into arginine.
Gotcha. Okay. So the liver would have to convert the citrulline into the arginine, and then the arginine is absolutely what the body uses. And when you get that perfect balance, then you get almost a 24-hour nitric oxide benefit. So I do have some customers that will take the product twice a day and
that's
all
the
products.
Ideal way to do it.
Yeah. So you don't really get that load and rebound of the supplement or drug or anything. That's why you take drugs and supplements, and that's why you drink water, so your body has a kind of a carburetor, a steady flow there. But again, you want to look for this perfect formulation, which your product does. I mean, that's something that we would do at Merryman, is because I know what I know. I looked at you, and again, I don't get into your proprietary information, but I am assured by your company that you have this awesome formulation, so my customers can be assured that they're going to get 24-hour benefit from this, and that's the way the body will heal. So there's that continual pushback because you have a phenomenal basic foundational. And this is what the foundation of this product is this arginine and citrulline. So you have the immediate use, and a lot of times I know bodybuilders and all of that, they really get into the arginine because that kind of...
They do,
know,
and
this,
also
yes.
citrulline, believe it or not. And I know some bodybuilders, or from my research, that actually eat tons and tons of watermelon.
Oh, okay.
Because one of the best sources of citrulline is watermelon.
Oh, okay.
Pretty cool. So, and citrulline and watermelon, they also convert into the nitric oxide by means of this pathway. So, yeah, but they're a phenomenal combination together. It's arginine is the guy, but citrulline is a close the guy. So they work synergistically together. They really do, and they increase nitric oxide production.
Okay. That just makes
together.
all total
even
sense.
Better than by their lonesome.
Yes. And again, I'm not real clear exactly which one is the one that takes a little bit longer or stays in your body longer. I am kind of thinking it might be the arginine, and then the citrulline is the one that comes in a little bit later. But I don't think it really matters for the consumer. It doesn't really matter. But if you're looking for something that's fast acting, a lot of times, you know, you want to take maybe that's why there's a larger amount of the arginine, because of the way your body converts it. Yeah, and I always look it up, and I always get it straight in my mind, and then I forget about it.
We all do.
Yes, but those are very, very important. So this product is, again, your company is super high quality. You've got a lot of things in here that we've looked at really closely and that do a lot of things. But let's quickly talk about what this particular product can do for you besides just keeping your circulatory system healthy. So it's good for, I'm reading here, it supports healthy circulation, athletics, muscles, vitality, bones, vision, brain, and even libido. I know some of my customers will use this along with another product because it does help to increase the blood flow, and also before a workout or something like that, it would be very beneficial.
Muscle pump.
I have also heard back in the day, you know, when somebody's having a stroke or something, and again, I'm not telling you to do this, but you could do some research, talk to your qualified healthcare practitioner, but instead of taking that aspirin when you're having a stroke, sometimes I've heard of people that have this and similar products, they would take this. If somebody's having a stroke, you could take a higher dose of this, and that would help relax the blood vessels and everything and actually help.
Expand and relax and
increase
blood flow.
And actually help, like maybe an aspirin that would be a blood thinning agent. Yeah. Are there any side effects with this product?
Well, I have to be careful.
Yeah.
Not a lot of guarantee, but if what we say is you can take up to 8 scoops of this a day, without any side
effects. Wow.
Again, everybody's different. We want to stress that. Everyone's different. But for the most part, this is a very safe product. And it's ingredients that are safe for the body. The body responds well, knows what to do with them.
Okay. So, well, I will say real quickly, though, I've had a few customers, sometimes they'll get a little digestive upset, maybe a little bit of a loose stool. In fact, I had one company that had this phenomenal formulation, and a couple of my customers were using it for their constipation. They would take the arginine in the morning, the cardio product in the morning, so they could go to the bathroom. And when they changed up the formulation, they're like, it doesn't work as well anymore. But I always tell people, too, you could eat a cracker or a piece of toast or something like that with this product, or just reduce it a little bit. Sometimes your body takes a little bit of time to adjust. But the only really negative side effect that I've heard from this is sometimes you get a little bit of a loose stool or a little bit of I've never heard anybody get a stomach ache or anything, but that would be one of them. The other thing, though, I think we should bring up is sometimes arginine can trigger the cold sores or, you know, the herpes simplex. Sometimes it can do that. And I was always told that instead of taking your lysine with the arginine and everything, take it at a different time.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
All right.
Yeah, I haven't heard any of such responses by the body. But, again, we're not allowed to guarantee. Everybody's different
that's
internally.
Fine. Yeah, but I've not really had any customers have any issues with it, and I thought I would. So if you've got a really severe outbreak of, say, the cold sores or the herpes or something, you may not want to take this product, and you might want to be really careful with everything that you're doing and address that first. So, and again, talk to your doctor about that. Again, we've talked about taking the M3 at least 20 minutes before or after eating, but preferably about an hour. That way you get your money's worth is what I tell my customers. I'm not going to hurt. I had a customer come in and go, well, what, is it going to hurt me? I'm like, no, you're just not going to get your money's worth. And then the other question that I always get asked too is, can you take it with prescription medications?
Yes.
Yeah, all that's what I've always heard.
Can,
yeah,
but I always say
it's protein. Yeah,
correct.
Food.
I always say, but just not at the same time. We want to keep it a little away.
Well,
but it is, all the ingredients are safe.
Let's just do it this way: take the product in, or get a list from us, and then ask your doctor: is there any counterindications for me taking these nutrients?
Correct.
Just ask your doctor, and then your doctor will be like, I don't know, but I guess I'll have to call that Mike guy out there and find out. And then how much do we usually take of this product? Is it, it's a scoop. You put it in water. They always say that, you know, the arginine citrulline works best as a liquid. It has to be a liquid. It works better with liquid, just like we did with the collagen product that we were selling that you brought to the market for us. So this particular product, I guess you would take preferably in the morning and in the evening, right?
That's the ideal way,
yeah.
But we know some people are unable to do that. So right. Then they could take two scoops at
one
scoops. Time.
Yeah, I always take two scoops of raisin. Yeah.
If they do take what the company suggests is the main way to take it, one in the morning, one in the evening, 12 hours apart.
Right.
So you have good nitric oxide production throughout the day and throughout the night. 6 ounces of water.
Okay.
If it's two scoops at one time, 8 ounces of water. And, for example, I know a while back I had my mother on six scoops. And what I did was I put in 24 ounces of water, and she drank that throughout the day, not at one time. And I also want to suggest, too, to your listeners, is we don't want to gulp this product. And, of course, that should eliminate some of, again, there's really no side effects, but if there's an upset tummy, which we haven't heard, but if there is, or if there could be, or loose stool, we want to have them drink it normally. Don't gulp it.
Okay.
And there's a lot of ingredients for the body, you know, about good, great ingredients for the body to deal with.
Right.
So we want to drink it normally. They don't have to sip, just drink it normally.
Okay, and then I've read, too, the arginine and citrulline are sourced from fermentation of a glucose molecule.
Yeah.
And the product is really not of a herbal or plant origin, but they do test, and they basically guarantee that there's no pesticides or heavy metals. So I mean, everything
correct.
In here is pure,
GMO free.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, what is this about glaucoma? I've been reading nitrous oxide is very important, and I'm reading that it's actually something that this may be one of the side benefits of this product.
Correct. Well, I do want to just to go into it briefly is, as I think you mentioned earlier, it helps with vision. Because this product will increase circulation.
Okay.
So it increases circulation to every body part.
Okay.
And one of the body parts it increases circulation to are the eyes.
The eyes. Okay, because I was reading about, it was in the news about Bausch & Lomb. They spent like $20 million on a mid-stage study for a glaucoma drug, a candidate for one of their drugs called, I think it's Nicox, and they... Basically, the outcome of that is these positive results support the strong potential of our nitric oxide donating platform in the ophthalmology field. So they're looking into that. I think that's very interesting. The other thing is it's got a little bit of xylitol, but I know arginine tastes like kind of yucky. I think it's kind of like dirty gym socks and putrefied fish is how it's described.
And then some.
Yeah. So you've got a really good blend in here with not just you've got the monk fruit, you've got the xylitol, which is actually good for remineralization. Hey, we're getting short on time here. I can't believe how fast this has gone, but you've got the vitamin C in here, and that was my other big question because everything else you have in here is absolutely awesome, but that is Synergist. Is that correct?
Correct. Ascorbic acid, we know, is just one component of vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
You and I aren't really a fan of it, and it was, like, for example, in an orange, it does have ascorbic acid, but nature put it in there to act as a preservative.
Right,
the reason it's in this product is because it's not for nutrition aspects. It's acting as a catalyst.
Okay, very good.
It helps the product work even better.
Okay.
And, Mike, too, I know we're going to close here soon, but before we do, I did mention in the beginning there's two distinct ways the body generates nitric oxide. We talked about and we focused on the conversion of arginine to nitric oxide through the arginine nitric oxide pathway. But the other one is just not as as important, if I should put it, but almost as important, and that is the nitrate oxide pathway.
Okay.
And what that is, that's with roots and fruits.
Okay, and that's maybe why when you use the mouthwashes and antacids and all of that, that kind of tears that up, and then your bacteria can't convert that down. Hey, I want to get real quickly into some of these ingredients. I'm going to go through them real quickly.
Okay,
now, it does have the 5,000 IUs of vitamin D3, and I'm a big D3 guy. This would be a great source to get it, and you can take this along with a vitamin because most vitamins only have about 1,000 IUs. So this is a great source of your vitamin D, and you don't have to buy the additional vitamin D anymore if you're taking this product.
Yes.
It has a good source of vitamin E, and again, that's the antioxidant. A lot of times that's used as a preservative, and I know it's a synergist. Now, your nitric oxide support blend is not just L-arginine. It's an AKG form, the most bioavailable.
Yes,
it also has the L-citrulline, beets, pomegranate, and watermelon.
No,
so your whole food source. So if you can't quite metabolize it, you're going to get it from all these other areas.
Correct.
The endothelial lining recovery is not just the arginine and citrulline, but you've added hawthorn, which is the heartberry, horse chestnut, which is the buckeyes. You know, people use that. I see that in the varicose vein formulas. Green coffee bean extract with the ipecacin gallates. That is a super phenomenal product. And Indian gooseberry. Oh my gosh, that's the amla berry, a good source of vitamin C and so good for your body.
Nature's best source.
Yes.
Well, camu also. Those
yes, and the camu berry, right. And then it has the grape seed and skin extract, which is super phenomenal. We've talked about that even for testosterone and cleansing and all kinds of different things. Now, it's got the estrogen, which is astragalus, and ginseng. Oh my gosh. I mean, I think my listeners are like, wow. And then, last but not least, are the deep ocean minerals. And it's very important for your body and your heart. Yes.
It alkalizes.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. This is such. And I got really excited about this. And then it's a really good price. It's not expensive. And then you have natural raspberry flavoring, the stevia, monk fruit, and a little bit of xylitol for the blend, and a little touch of citric acid in there also. Absolutely phenomenal product. I think there's 20,000, I don't remember. There's thousands and thousands of studies, and I think it tastes great. It's easy to take. And again, I've been reading here, don't get in a big hurry. Sometimes it takes 3 to 6 months to get really good results. But I think this is something that you might want to talk to your cardiologist, particularly if you're having problems with maybe your pharmaceuticals. You want to look for an alternative, or if you just want to start taking this. Chris, thank you so much.
Thank
this
you,
is
Mike.
Great information.
And thank you to your listeners, as always.
Oh, yes. We will be talking to you soon about the next latest great thing that's out there.
All right.
Merryman Herbs, 1405 Merryman Lane, Decatur, Illinois, or give us a call at 217-429-1555. You can find us on the web at www.merryman.com.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merryman Herbs.